One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
It surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.
First things first, just answer this question. It could be in a journal, it could be in a Google Doc, it could be anywhere, just somewhere where you can take notes. First question I want you to answer is, what's good right now? All right, and mostly in business is what I'm talking about. What's going well right now? And once you've brain dumped all that for the first one, let's go to the second one. And the second question is, what are the challenges right now? What are the challenges in the business right now? And once you've gotten that, let's go to number three. And number three is, what's missing? Don't worry, I'm not trying to six box anybody. Just what's missing? Next question. And this one I'm going to leave somewhat vague. I want to see how you answer it for yourself. What are you committed to 2020? Remember the difference between interest and commitment, right? Interest is... it's a passing fancy. I'm interested in this. I'm interested in that. I'd like to learn to play the violin. One day I'd like to go to Bermuda. One day I'd like to scale Mount Everest. Sure you would, right? That's interest. Committed is I'm fucking doing this. No more internal negotiation. No more considering it. I have audited and assessed the price of success that I will have to pay for this. I have accepted those terms. I'm all in. That's commitment. So let me know in the chat section with the yes, if this is true for you. Do you actually feel like you have more clarity right now than you did maybe 5 or 10 minutes ago? Yeah. Okay, good. Just so you guys know, I was answering those questions myself for myself right here. And I even have more clarity. It's amazing how powerful questions can be. What I actually want to do now is I want to use what we just did and that clarity we now have as a little bit of a jumping off point. I know some of you... you know, a lot of people wait until December 31st to make their New Year's resolutions. Most of those people usually fail. 89% of people do not follow through with their resolutions. Depending on what study you read, it might be 95% or 96%, or even higher. I also don't like the fact that most people, if you set your New Year's resolutions, December 30, December 31, you are feeding a pattern of, I need someone to give me permission to make change in my life. I don't decide when I want to make a resolution, change my life, you know, set a different course of sale, different direction. I need society and CNN and E Hollywood fucking TV or whatever to tell me it's time to make resolutions. So now, because everyone else is making the resolution social proof, now it's okay for me. I don't like feeding that. I want people who feed the I decide when I will make a change in my life. I will not wait for life and life's incidents to force me to make a change. And so hopefully a lot of you have already started to set your goals for 2020, or you don't even do the resolutions things because you're constantly kaizening that and you're constantly optimizing that stuff. I'm also aware that that's probably not true or perfect for many of us. And so yesterday, what I did, usually I take Sundays completely off. I decided to do a little bit of work yesterday and I took the golf cart. I went to this place called Lookout Point here in Puerto Rico, where it's just empty. You're on a cliff and it's just beach underneath you. And I sat there with this legal pad and headphones on, listening to the same song on repeat. And I did what I do usually twice a year. And it involves, a few different things. It's a bit of process I go through. It's not a scientific process. And I think you guys are all smart enough to realize, like, if anyone's like, I have comes to you and they're like, yep, it's the end of year exercise. And it's the perfect 7 questions I ask myself every year to get the perfect. That shit's bullshit. There is no science to this stuff. It's as much an art as it is a science. So what I do, it's not like I have an idea of questions I want to answer and stuff I want to figure out. But at the same time, I'm fluid with it and understand that life, you know, life is not a fucking tic-tac-toe board. Right? It's not just a science. There's an art to this. And so I'm going to lead you through a little bit of that experience that I went through yesterday, and have you do some work on getting some clarity on some stuff. we are not going to have enough time to finish. I know that for a fact. I'm going to try and make sure we check all the boxes. There's four boxes I want to check here. And there's a good chance you might need 20 or 30 minutes per box. And so I might stop you after 7 minutes. So you'll just have to make a note and then we go to the next one. If that's cool and you pick up what I'm putting down, just give me a yes in the chat. I want to make sure that you are clear before we begin right now. All right, perfect. All right, so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to list out, just on a clean sheet of paper right now, what were your peak experiences in 2019? What were the moments when you look back on your year of 2019 that stand out to you as the best experiences you had in 2019? The things that you felt most alive, the things that you enjoyed the most, the things where you felt most present, most switched on, most clear, right? One of them, ironically for me, when I did this yesterday, was literally rereading Atlas Shrugged. In fact, when I said, what was the peak experience of my year? It was literally rereading Atlas Shrugged. For some reason, that book and the philosophy just hits me in my core in such a deep way that I just, it's one of the most grounding things I can possibly do for myself, right? So it doesn't have to be like, oh, that time I went skydiving, right? Like, what were the peak experiences? Not that what other people would call a peak experiences. What were they for you in 2019? I'm going to give you about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes to jot down as many as you can think of. And what I usually do to think of this is I'll brain dump all the ones that come off the top of my head. And then I'll go back to my calendar and I'll just look at what was I doing each month of this year, because it'll remind me of maybe trips I took or projects I was working on or whatever, and it can kind of make things more clear for me. So I'll play some background music, nice and quiet, and I'll give you a few minutes to do this one first. And once you feel like you've listed those peak experiences 2019, if you haven't started already, then the thing I want you to do with those is, how can you, knowing what you know about what your favorite parts of 2019 were, create and schedule and cadence out more of those experiences in 2020 for yourself? What would that look like? What types of things would you be doing? What decisions would you be making? What places would you be going? What events would you be attending? Right? Like, one of my peak experiences 2019 was my Bali trip, right? I went to Bali in May. I was there for 2 weeks. And obviously I love Bali. I love the people. I love the energy. I'll probably spend a lot of time there in the course of my life. And I had a bunch of friends out there this year, and I've never done that before. A bunch of my friends came out, guys and girls and all kinds of people, and these dinners at nighttime, 10 or 12 of us sitting by the beach eating dinner for 4 hours every night, drinking wine, and the conversations, like, that was magic, right? And so I want to have more of that juice in my life in 2020. So I am 1000% scheduling another Bali trip, inviting those people and even more people, and I'm going to get them to come, and it'll go even a little bit longer. So now I have more of that peak experience in 2020 for me. So my question for you is, how can we do that for you? What will that look like for you? So take a few minutes and list out what these things are going to look like for you in 2020. Because again, if you're not the one creating this stuff for you and yourself in 2020, it's not going to happen. Right? It's just not going to happen. And by the way, in 2019, some of those peak experiences you may have had, they may have happened accidentally. That happens to me a lot. And that's fine. But what we want to do is we want to take the accidental stuff and make it purposeful. We want to make it actually, like, if it's good and it happened accidentally, it will probably be great and happen more often if we cause it to happen. So I'll give you a couple minutes on that one. Okay. So we'll put a pause there. And if you didn't finish, again, just make a note to yourself that you're going to finish after this call. If there's things in the top of your head you don't want to forget, take 20 seconds and just shorthand them out right now. So you, when you come back to it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that was my train of thought. Okay. So the second thing I do in this experience is I want to, before I think about goals and resolutions and things like this, we have to talk about our values first, because the values truly are the core drivers of what we're going to do and what we're not going to do in 2020. What I mean by that is, if let's say you set a goal of, I want to make $1 million in 2020, but let's say that you value like free time, not working, time just being in a flow state, time just hanging out, walking in nature, hiking or something like that. Let's say that you value that free time higher than you value making money. right? Well, if you set a goal of $1 million, but you value free time over money, are you going to probably make $1 million in 2020? Probably not, because on that Thursday afternoon, you get the opportunity to just hang out or to work. If your value is hang out and free time, and if that's more important to you, higher value, right? More important to you than money, then you're going to choose hanging out, right? So you have a goal that is incongruent with your values. We want our goals to be congruent with our values, because if they're congruent with our values, we'll do them. We'll follow through, right? This won't be a year where we quit our goals. I don't want that to happen to you. So what I always like to do is get clear on what are our values going to be in 2020? And I say that very specifically because I didn't say, what are your values? I said, what are they going to be? Most people live a life where their values have been handed to them invisibly and woven into their life tapestry without them even realizing that it was there, right? If I have you do an exercise and I have you just even done any work on yourself, and I just have you dig deep into, what do I really value? Let's look at all the choices and decisions I've made in my life, and you reverse engineer what your values are. You may get clear on what your values are, but are those the values you actually want driving your life? Right? The reasonable man settles for the values he's been given. The unreasonable man decides what his values in life are going to be, and then he lets those values drive him. Right? It's very similar to the old Brian Tracy quote, which is, you know, first you form your habits, then your habits form you. First you decide your values, then your values make the decisions for you from there. It's a very, very powerful distinction. And so what, I'll just talk a little bit more about values. Values drive decisions. That's really the only thing you need to know. Values drive your decisions. Whatever is going to be more important to you when you have to make a decision is what you're going to choose. How do you know if something is more important to you or less important to you? It's your values. Always. And if you think about how someone's personality, like, and I always use this example, like if someone's highest value is adventure and their 10th value is safety and security, and then I say, hey, it's beautiful out here in Puerto Rico, let's go to the beach and let's go kite surfing, that person would be like, of course, I'm in. Sounds like an adventure, right? But what about the person whose values are flipped, right? And someone whose number one value is safety and security, number 10 is adventure, and I say, let's go kite surfing, they're like, nope, I'm good. Because they're not looking for an adventure. They're looking first for safety and security over adventure, right? And so what I want us to do here is we're not going to have time for you to create a hierarchy of your values. That is something you're going to have to do on your own. No one can do that for you. Anyone who says they can do that for you is literally trying to control you, because again, your values will control your life. They drive your decisions. So this is a you and only you decide your values. What I think we do have time here to do, though, is for you to do a brain dump of the values that you know will be an important part of your life in 2020 and values you want to make even more a part of you in 2020. So I'm talking about a brain dump of 10 to 15 values that you know are going to be the core values that drive your life and your decisions in 2020. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to have you list out those values here later on after this call, then you can go and you can order them, right? And it's important that we order them, because again, we need to know which ones are most important. Again, like if your number one value is mastery and your number two value is health, and you get an opportunity to either work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger or learn from the person who's the best in the world at the craft you're interested in. If mastery is one, health is two, you're gonna say no to Arnold, you're gonna say yes to the master. But if you don't know which one's more important, you have to think about it. You have to waste mental energy trying to figure out, okay, which one's more important here. It's much easier to just determine in advance what your values are and just make the fucking decision. Cut the cord, right? Turn the key and just decide. So, I want you to then now list out the 10 or 15 values that you want to drive your decisions in your life in 2020. Another way to think about this is, who the fuck do you really truly want to show up as in 2020? What kind of man do you want to show up as in 2020? That ideal version of yourself, and what values are most important to him? It's a really good place to start. I'm not even going to share with you my values. I can do it after, but I don't want to poison the well at all. So I'm going to give you 3 to 4 minutes here, and then we'll talk about this a little bit. All right, so I'm going to just share with you real quick some of my values to see if it gets anything ticking for you. And I'll show you one other thing also related to this. So I'm not going to give you the order or anything like that, but some of my values that I decided in 2020 were very different than some of the values I had for myself in 2019, right? And that's why it's important we keep revisiting this. Competitive greatness was one of my values that I'm having for 2020. This can also simply be called effort. Okay, effort. Mastery, obviously, is one of them. Happiness is one of them. Organization, discipline is one of them. Rationality is one of them. Playfulness is one of them. Physical evolution is one of them, meaning physical growth, body, just keep evolving physically. Art, creativity is one of them. Meditation, presence, one of them. Longevity, health, one of them. Assertiveness, right? Giving truth, being fucking real, not hiding. That was one of them, right? So there's a couple more, but those are most of the ones that make up my top 12. So I don't know if that triggers anything for you. I will show you one thing also that I really, really like. And it's so simple and it's not fancy, but it's so good. So you guys know Wooden on Leadership is one of my favorite books of all time. And he had this thing called this pyramid, which was his pyramid of success. And some of these end up becoming some of my values. You can see his number one value thing that he talked about here. Is competitive greatness, right? That's at the top. So I really like this pyramid of success. It's called John Wooden's Pyramid of Success, just because I think there's some really, really good stuff on here related to values and things like that. So that may be something else you want to look at. Okay, so number three in this one, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to do it. It's not enough time to do it, just so you know. So you can really, get it while you can, is... What are all the things you want to do in 2020? Let's just make a big list here. What are all the things you want to do in 2020? Business, personal. When I say personal, that's personal development. That's also relationships, because obviously you're not going to have relationships with someone without you being kind of the focal point of that. Health, then all that, travel, adventure. Just make a list, right? Imagine that you're fucking Aladdin and the genie is in front of you and he says, you ain't never had a friend like me. What do you want? And you get what, and it's like Christmas, right? You can just make a list and Santa's going to give it to you. What are all the things you want to do in 2020? I'll give you 3 to 4 minutes. Jot these out. Okay. So let's go to the next one. And there's a very good chance you did not fill out all the things you want to do in 2020. So just be aware of that and certainly feel free to go back and add to that list. It is, the furthest thing from carved in stone. And so number four is going to be really, really simple. And it is, what is your top goal in each of these categories? These are 12-month goals for 2020, meaning by 12/31/20, right? And the four categories are business, personal, health, and then travel. Adventure. What are the top goal in each of those categories? For business, I'll just let you guys know, obviously, right? Obviously, I have more than one goal in my business in 2020. But there is, if I'm going to be honest with myself, there's one thing that if this is the only thing I were to achieve in 2020 in my business, that would still make it a banner year, a great year, an incredible year, a year I am truly satisfied with. I know what that is. And there's a good chance if you were to ask yourself, what is the one thing that, even if nothing else happened, but I did achieve and I made this one thing happen in 2020 in my business, I would be satisfied. What is that one thing? That is your top goal. You guys remember the Warren Buffett exercise. He's talking to his pilot. His pilot's got a million goals. And Warren says, no, get rid of all those. You need one, right? So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to get clarity. We're going to be decisive. And we're going to get one. So what is that one in business? What is that one in your personal life? What is that one in your health? And what is that one with travel and adventure? Okay, so I don't know if you have completed all four of those top goals in each of those categories, or if you're close to it, either one is fine because you can obviously go finish after this video. The one question I want you to just take a second and make a note of, answer it right now, answer it later, is simply your top goals for each of these categories in 2020, are they aligned with the values that you wrote down for exercise number two here? Are they aligned or are they not aligned? Are they congruent or are they not congruent? Are they kind of congruent, kind of not? Is there something that needs to be changed here? Like, I'm not recommending this, but I am saying if your number one goal out of all those categories is to earn a certain amount of income in 2020 or revenue in your business, and for instance, making sales or making money wasn't one of the values you listed, it's probably going to be tough. You listed values like family and adventure and health were like some of your key values. And then your number one goal is to make money. It's not going to happen. And again, you get to choose your values because you are not the reasonable man, right? You're not part of the complacent many. You are part of the rebellious few who choose their own values. And so just something I want you to be aware of. Again, I'm not going to sit here and answer the questions for you because frankly, that would be doing a huge disservice for you, right? There's a lot of value in you untangling this and making the decisions for yourself in 2020. And the fifth and final thing I want to do here, put this right here, is what do you do with all this stuff when you're done? So you may be done right now, or you may be like, you know what, Jason, I need like an hour or two after this, and that's totally fine. But when you are done, here's what I want you to do with what you've created here. Number one is I want you to put your values on a note card. All right, values on a note card. Why? Because what gets repeated is what we learn. What gets repeated is what we internalize. What gets repeated is what we condition into ourselves. What I mean by that is most people will sit here and they do a values exercise and now I know my values. And then they never go back and revisit it. They never look at it again. And so the constant influence of the complacent many seeps into them, and very, very quickly, all those values they decided for themselves disappear and are replaced by the values of the society and the environment they find themselves in. It is necessary that you put the values on a note card so you can expose your brain to them often, all the time, at least once a day, at least morning and night. That's twice a day. Throughout the day, if you look at it, that's even better. Certainly better to look at your values when you take a shit than scrolling on iPhone. Much better to do that, right? And so what I do is I have top 12 values. So I have note card. This one says top six. This one says next six. I couldn't fit them all on one note card, so I have two note cards. And then if I turn it over, there's my top six values. And if I turn this one over, there's my next 7 through 12. And I have them, right? So each morning and night, I look at them. And then throughout the day, if I'm around, I can just look at them again. I want my brain to see them over and over and over so we can really drill them in and we can internalize them so they become a part of us and not just some shit we wrote down in a journal once. Okay, so that's the first thing, values on a note card. Second thing is goals on a note card, right? Your top goals in each of those categories, your top four goals, so you go on one note card. And after you look at your values, you look at those goals. Just expose your brain to them over and over and over, repetition, right? So I think that's really, really important. So we're going to put the goals on a note card. And then the third thing we're going to do, and this one is, we don't have time to do this here, but I do want you to do this on your own, is you may have realized that you can have a goal, but if you don't carry out the behaviors necessary to achieve that goal will never happen. Right? So for instance, let's say that one of my goals is to scale my agency to $2 million a month by the end of 2020, right? Well, there are two or three or four things that I can identify in that business that I know if those two or three or four things happen, $2 million a month will also happen. Those two or three or four things, we call those lead measures, okay? Lead measures. One of those, for instance, let's say to hit $2 million a month, there's a certain number of clients that need to be in the agency. Well, if I know I need that many clients to hit that number, how do I get the clients? Well, I need to maybe send out this many packages to prospects in 2020. Let's say I need 100 clients, for instance, in 2020. And let's say that for every 100 physical packages, big boxes with books and testimonials, like a wow package, like Dan Kenny would say, for every 100 of those that I ship out to a prospect, let's say 10 of them end up as clients. I need 100 clients for the year. How many packages do I need to ship out? 1,000, right? And the good thing about lead measures is they are predictive, being predictive of the outcome, and they're also entirely within your control. So is it within my control how many packages I ship out in 2020? Completely. That's a good goddamn lead measure, right? If it's internet marketing, a lot of times one of the key lead measures is clicks to a landing page. That's often a key lead measure. I know I get this many clicks to this page. I know the conversion rates on the funnel from there on, that I know if I can just control, you can control clicks, right? You can totally control clicks because you can do paid ads or you can do email. Like, there's all kinds of ways to drive traffic. You can control that. Now, I know if I drive this many clicks, this conversion rate, this amount of sales, customers, et cetera, and so on, right? So we need to figure out what your lead measures are for those goals. We need to identify lead measures for those goals that you wrote down. And once you identify the lead measures for those goals, you're gonna need to create some type of weekly tracker. Okay, some type of weekly tracker. Let me see if I can show you mine. In health and nutrition, there's something called the 90-10 rule. And it's like, how do people deal with the disappointment of not following their diet perfectly? And the 90-10 rule says you don't need to follow your diet perfectly. If you just eat clean 90% of the time and you cheat 10% of the time, you're going to be fine. You're going to crush it regardless. And values to me feels the exact same way. I never, because I'm not thinking about it as an outcome, like I have to live in accordance with my values every single day, all the time, and make all my decisions on those things. I just want to keep getting a little bit better at living in accordance with them each day. And so long as I'm making progress, even if it's the tiniest of progress, I'm fucking cool. I'm good with that. Being hard on yourself never helps ever. It just doesn't. Okay, so let me show you guys this. So once you identify the lead measures, you're going to set up a weekly tracker. And then in that weekly tracker, because it's weekly, one day a week, you're going to go to the tracker and you're just going to hold yourself accountable. Remember, what gets measured gets managed. And so let me show you my desktop here. So this is still a little bit of work in progress, but I use Google Sheets, and you can see 2020 personal goal tracking. So for instance, one of the lead measures I identified for myself is my note cards every day. Note cards every morning, note cards every night, about 5 minutes each. And so all I'm going to do is I put the week here, like starting next week, 12/31/5, and then yes, no. Meaning, did I do it? Yes or no. If I did, I get a yes. If I didn't, I put a no. Literally that simple. Here's another one. TM twice a day. So transcendental meditation twice a day, every day. So that's meditating for 2 sessions of 20 minutes per day. If I do it, it's a yes. If I don't, it's a no. All I do is I set in my calendar is a repeating event every Sunday morning that just pings me to go into the sheet and then hold and then mark off, did I do it or did I not in that week? That's it. You're measuring yourself. You're holding yourself accountable. You have a place to see your progress over time. It's a wonderful thing that almost no one does, but will give you an enormous advantage over your opponents and will really allow you to make 2020 a year where you actually fucking evolve. You actually live by the decisions and the values and the goals that you set for yourself. So 2020, not a good year. It's not a great year. It's the best goddamn year of your life and the year where you experience more growth than any year ever. Okay. So if there's any questions at all right now about this system, please let me know in the chat right now, because this is the time for you to get clarity on anything that is at all unclear about this. A lot of times people often confuse lag measures and lead measures. Lag measures is just another word for goal. So we want to make sure that our goals are actually goals and our lead measures are actually lead measures. The way to think about it is lead measures are things that are predictive of hitting a certain goal. Meaning, let's say the workshop is a relationship workshop and the goal is to have some type of relationship that you want, right? Going to the workshop is not the lag measure, it's a lead measure. It is a predictive behavior within your control that will allow you to achieve the type of relationship that you want for yourself.
Hey, why don't you have the time you want for yourself yet? Why does your job keep letting you down? It's because you haven't developed the high income skills yet to create your own high income empire for yourself and your family. So at the link below, you now have me as your personal mentor completely free for the next 7 days. You have a free username and password. I'm gonna get started with you right away. And if you love it, it's only $10 a month after that. All right, you pay more for Spotify, and I promise you Spotify is not going to change your life and your business the way that this can. Now, I can do this forever. So hit that link and come join us inside right now.